Hello, welcome to the Wednesday, April 17th, 2013 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am today recording from Augusta, Georgia. Just a quick update on what John Bamanek found out about the Boston Marathon bombing related domains. He found so far 235 related domains. Most of them are just parked, so not really clear what they're being registered for. A couple are soliciting donations. One interesting thing here that one of the domains is actually soliciting donations in bitcoins. Now, in the past, we sometimes have seen some questionable sites asking for PayPal donations and such. Of course, not all PayPal donations are bad. Always depends on who they go to. With bitcoins, of course, one of the issues is that bitcoins may be less trackable than some of the other donation methods. One reader also submitted an image that's being used on Facebook that appears to be questionable, but at this point we hadn't really had the chance to look at that closer. And Oracle today released its April critical patch update. With it, it delivered patches for 128 security vulnerabilities. Again, this number is so large because of the large number of products that are affected here, not just the Oracle database, but also, for example, MySQL, Solaris, some of the additional software that Oracle sells, like PeopleSoft or Siebel, and even more special software like the Clinical Remote Data Capture option. What you probably care about most is Java from Oracle. And yes, there is a new version of Java. Java 7 Update 21 is what was delivered today by Oracle. One of the important changes is how Java deals with signed code. It is now required that the code is signed. If your code is not signed, if there's something wrong with a certificate, or if it's a self-signed certificate, then an additional dialog box will pop up asking the user to actually confirm that they want to run this piece of software. Even if everything is valid, you still need to acknowledge that you want to run this particular Java application. So this has been beefed up somewhat. I have to play with it myself. I've just looked at the screenshots so far. One thing I'm a little bit concerned about is it seems like you have to click a dialog box. It pretty much looks the same way, no matter whether the code is signed or not signed correctly. So I have to see. It may also mean that you need two clicks. First, a click for the security warning that the code is signed badly, then a click to actually launch the application if there is something wrong with the certificate. If you have any first-hand sort of reports on how this worked for you, if it prevented any applications from running that you know and that you need to run, let us know, and we're really interested to hear what you think about this particular change. At the same time, Apple also released an update to Safari and Java that will affect how Safari deals with Java. You're now able to block Java from individual websites or approve it from individual websites and then limit what Java does when it starts up, whether it asks for permission or whether it will just run. So, for example, one issue that we run into a lot with Java is that there are a couple of critical business applications that you need to use Java for. You could essentially now whitelist these specific sites and allow Java to run on this site, but all other Java will still be blocked or at least ask you to acknowledge it before it runs. And we have new discussions about root certificate authorities and which ones should be added to browsers. Recently, the Swedish telecom company Telia Sonera asked Firefox or Mozilla to add its certificate authority to its list of trusted certificate authorities. Evidently, initially everything looked fine, but as part of this process now, Mozilla is asking the public for input. And one thing that came up is that Telia Sonera is also heavily involved in countries like Azerbaijan, Georgia, or Kazakhstan, among others, and evidently working with the respective governments to intercept citizens' traffic by issuing certificates to these countries' authorities. So what Telia Sonera may do if it is issued a trusted certificate authority that now it can issue, for example, Facebook or other certificates to these governments, and they will be able to intercept SSL traffic by impersonating these specific websites. At this point, it's not clear if the addition of the root certificate authority will proceed with Mozilla. I just took a quick look, and in Firefox on OS X, there are two certificate authorities that are just called Sonera. I assume that are the same, and then the OS X key store does include two certificate authorities by Telia Sonera that are trusted. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.